Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning. I am Nishit Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate developmental projects worth over 13,000 crore rupees in Telangana today. Prime Minister Modi says Swachh Bharat is a collective responsibility of all. Asks to dedicate 1 hour of cleanliness at 10 this morning for a bright future for the country. India condemns incident of stopping its diplomat from entering Gurudwara by non-local extremist elements in Scotland's Glasgow. Heavy to very heavy rainfall likely over Konkan and Goa today. In Tamil Nadu, 8 people killed, 42 injured in a bus accident at Kunnur. And in Hangzhou, Asian Games, India to take on China in badminton for gold this afternoon. India clinches 38 medals including 10 golds at the end of day 7 to stand at 4th in tally. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mehboob Nagar in Telangana later this afternoon and dedicate to the nation several developmental projects and will lay the foundation stone for some other projects worth over 13,000 crore rupees. These projects are related to road and rail infrastructure, education, health, energy and electricity. The Prime Minister will reach Mehboob Nagar this afternoon via Hyderabad. He will dedicate to the nation the new railway line between Jakler Krishna built on Munirabad Mehboob Nagar section at a cost of 505 crore rupees and inaugurate Kachiguda Raichur Kachiguda Demu train service and the 4-lane highway between Suryapet Khammam built at a cost of 2457 crore rupees. He will lay foundation stones for several other road projects worth 6400 crore rupees. Our correspondent gave details of other projects that the Prime Minister is launching in Mehboob Nagar.
The new railway lane on Munirabad Mehboob Nagar section will reduce the distance between Hyderabad and Goa by over 100 kilometers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also dedicate to the nation Hassan Challapalli LPG pipeline built by HPCL at a cost of over 2,661 crore rupees. This will enable 37 lakh more consumers to get LPG gas. The foundation stone will also be laid for the construction of multi-product pipeline between Krishnapatnam in Andhra Pradesh and Hyderabad. The Prime Minister will also virtually inaugurate 4 buildings constructed at a cost of 81 crore rupees at Central University in Hyderabad. The Prime Minister will also address a public meeting at Mehboob Nagar in the evening. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
The Prime Minister will visit Nizamabad in Telangana on Tuesday. He will inaugurate some projects and dedicate a few others worth 8,021 crore rupees. Besides addressing a public meeting, he will dedicate to the nation's state-of-the-art NTPC 800 megawatt power plant built at a cost of 6,000 crore rupees at Ramagundam. 85% of the electricity generated in it will be used in Telangana. The project will improve direct and indirect employment opportunities along with north-south grid connectivity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Swachh Bharat is a collective responsibility of all. In a social media post, the Prime Minister called upon everyone to join this noble endeavour at 10 this morning to usher in a cleaner future. Mr. Modi said a Swachh Bharat is a shared responsibility and every effort counts. Prime Minister in his last month's Mann Ki Baat at Akashwani also asked people to participate in the cleanliness drive. He said this karyanjali of cleanliness itself would be a true tribute to Mahatma Gandhi.
1 अक्टूबर यानी रविवार को सुबह 10 बजे स्वच्छता पर एक बड़ा आयोजन होने जा रहा है। आप भी अपना वक्त निकालकर स्वच्छता से जुड़े इस अभियान में अपना हाथ बटाएं। आप अपनी गली, आस पड़ोस, पार्क, नदी, सरोवर या फिर किसी दूसरे सार्वजनिक स्थल पर इस स्वच्छता अभियान से जुड़ सकते हैं।
People across the country will take part in mega cleanliness drive on the clarion call of Prime Minister Modi. We have a report from our correspondent.
The Prime Minister's call for Ek Tarik, Ek Ghanta, Ek Saath could be the world's largest voluntary effort for a cleaner India. Over 6,40,000 sites have been adopted for Shramdaan for urban and rural India under this mega cleanliness drive. Citizens from all walks of life will take part in cleaning activities at public places like market spaces, railway tracks, water bodies, tourist locations, places of worship. A large number of resident welfare associations have also come forward to volunteer for Shramdan in nearly 1 lakh residential areas. Village communities have come forward to adopt around 35,000 Anganwadi centers all over the nation. In this unique initiative, Indian Army, Navy and Air Force personnel will join hands with civilians to clean various sites. At the cleaning sites, citizens can click pictures and upload on the portal swachhtaheseva.com. With Bhupendra Singh, this is Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
More than 7 lakh events are expected to take place this morning for Mega Cleanliness Drive, says the Minister for Housing and Urban Affairs and Petroleum and Natural Gas, Hardeep Singh Puri. In an exclusive interview to Akashvani News, the minister said the Prime Minister's call for Mega Cleanliness Drive is receiving an overwhelming response from people across various walks of life. Speaking about the milestones of Swachh Bharat Mission, the minister said, more than 4,800 urban local bodies are 100% open defecation free.
This program has led to what I call behavioral change. A project of the government has succeeded in becoming a project of the people. It has become a Jan Andolan. And I can tell you that target of making India open defecation free means that all the 4,800 or so urban local bodies that we have in the country now are open defecation free. It's not a one-time self-certification. This is dependent on third-party verification.
In Gujarat, several activities will be held across all districts as part of the Ek Tarikh, Ek Ghanta, Ek Saath initiative for cleanliness. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will participate in the Shramdan at Ranip in Ahmedabad, while Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will join cleanliness drive in his assembly constituency, Ghat Lodhia, in Ahmedabad. Our correspondent reports that public representatives, including ministers, members of the State Legislative Assembly, will participate in Shramdan activities for 1 hour at various places across the state.
Gujarat, the land of the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, is all set to host a large number of Shramdan events today. State Agriculture Minister Raghavji Patel said over 30,000 Shramdan programs have been registered on Swachhata Hi Seva portal in Gujarat, in which more than 25 lakh people are expected to participate. Single-use plastic-free and zero-waste initiatives will be encouraged in Shramdan programs. Under Swachhata Hi Seva campaign, a total of 1.24 lakh activities have been completed in the rural areas of the state, which is recorded participation of around 2.54 crore villages. Mega Cleanliness Drive was also held at around 11,000 black spots in the state. Cleanliness Drive was also undertaken at 14 prominent international tourist places. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back. India Today condemned the incident of non-local extremist elements in Scotland's Glasgow deliberately disrupting a planned interaction organised for the Indian High Commissioner to the United Kingdom, Vikram Doraiswamy, in Gurudwara. The High Commission of India in London in a statement termed the incident as disgraceful. The High Commission said that on Friday, three persons, all from areas outside Scotland, deliberately disrupted a planned interaction organised by the Gurudwara Committee for the Community, the High Commissioner and the Consul General of India. The interaction was to discuss community and consular issues. They were threatened and abused by these elements. In an effort to prevent any potential altercation, the High Commissioner and the Consul General of India decided to leave the premises shortly upon their arrival. The High Commission further said that it has reported the incident to the Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office, FCDO, and the Metropolitan Police. The statement read that multiple community organizations, including the organizers, comprising senior community leaders, the committee members, and a member of the Scottish Parliament, have formally regretted the incident and urged the authorities to take action against the culprits. India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for Konkan and Goa today. IMD has forecast light to moderate rainfall at most places and heavy to very heavy rainfall at a few places in South Konkan and moderate rainfall at most places with heavy rainfall at isolated places in North Konkan. For Goa, the IMD has said that light to moderate rainfall at most places with heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places is expected. IMD has also issued a red alert for Sindhudurga district of Maharashtra for the next 48 hours. This weather situation is created because of the formation of low pressure zone near the East Central Arabian Sea and Maharashtra Goa coast and the sea will be in rough condition. The Collector Office of Sindhudurga has issued guidelines cautioning fishermen, citizens and tourists. The Army Training Command is celebrating its 33rd Raising Day today. General Officer Commanding in Chief, R-Track, Lieutenant General S.S. Mahal has extended his heartfelt felicitations to all ranks, civilians and families of the command on the occasion. Raised on the 1st of October 1991 in Mau, Madhya Pradesh, the command was shifted to its present location at Shimla in March 1993. Speaking exclusively to Akashwani News, the GOC&C said that the training in R-Track encompasses 8 various types of training, including Agnivij training to pre-commission training to technical training.
इस ट्रेनिंग में मैं कहूंगा कि 8 विभिन्न फील्ड्स ऑफ स्पेशलाइजेशन हैं, जवानों के लिए अग्निवीर ट्रेनिंग, ऑफिसर्स के लिए प्री कमीशन ट्रेनिंग, कॉम्बैट आर्म्स एंड कॉम्बैट सपोर्ट आर्म्स जैसे कि इन्फेंट्री, आर्मर्ड और आर्टिलरी की ट्रेनिंग, टेक्निकल ट्रेनिंग जैसे कि इंजीनियर्स और ईएमई, लॉजिस्टिक ट्रेनिंग जैसे कि ऑर्डिनेंस और एएससी, स्पेशलिस्ट ट्रेनिंग जैसे कि स्पेशल फोर्सेस और लीडरशिप ट्रेनिंग शामिल है.
On the issue of Nari Sashaktikaran or women empowerment, GOC&C Lieutenant General S.S. Mahal said that a series of steps are being taken to empower women. Girls are now being admitted to the prestigious RIMC and NDA.
सेना पुलिस में लड़कियों के लिए भर्ती खुल चुकी है. वुमेन ऑफिसर्स को डिफेंस सर्विसेज स्टाफ कॉलेज, एमटेक, सीनियर कमांड जैसे महत्वपूर्ण कोर्सेज कराए जा रहे हैं, जो उन्हें कमांडिंग ऑफिसर्स की जिम्मेवारी उठाने के लिए सक्षम बनाएगी.
In Tamil Nadu, 8 people were killed and 42 were injured when a tourist bus fell into a gorge at Kunnoor, Nilgiris yesterday. The bus carrying 60 passengers from Tenkasi was returning from Ooty when the accident occurred. The injured have been admitted to hospitals in Ooty and Coimbatore. The reason for the accident is said to be a brake failure. Dr. Muhammad Muizu of the opposition PPM-PNC coalition has won the presidential elections in Maldives. In the provisional results, Dr. Muizu was shown to have polled over 53% of the votes. As per the laws, at least 50% vote is necessary for a candidate to emerge victorious. On day 8 of the ongoing Asian Games 2023 in Hangzhou, India men's badminton team will take on the defending champions China in the final today. In other categories, Aditi Ashok is currently in pole position to win gold in the women's individual golf, with India also in medal contention in the women's team golf. Ashok, who finished 4th in Tokyo Olympics, is gunning for glory and ended round 3 in pole position yesterday. Indian women's hockey team is also taking on South Korea today in their second match of the Continental Showdown. Apart from that, the focus will be on star pugilist Nikha Zareen, who steps in the ring against Rakshat Chutamata of Thailand. So far, India took up its overall medals tally to 38 with 10 gold, 14 silver and 14 bronze at the ongoing Asian Games. India currently stands at the 4th position on the scoreboard. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Nishit. India seeks security for High Commissioner as Indian envoy blocked near UK Gurudwara, says the Hindu. Jay Shankar says not to normalize whatever is happening in Canada, according to the Sunday Tribune. Launching Sankalp Saptah, PM Modi says convergence can make aspirational blocks inspirational, headlines the Sunday Statesman. 2 killed as forces foil infiltration bid amid recovery of heavy weapons and Pak currency is a top story in the Asian Age. India tramples Pakistan as it beats arch rivals 10-2 in hockey, also gets gold in squash in Asian Games, according to the Sunday Pioneer. Plugging the gap, EV sales surge, startups launch on-demand doorstep charging is a front-page story in the Sunday Express. RBI extends rupees 2000 note exchange deadline till October 7, says the Financial Express. Private banks outspace PSBs in job creation over the last decade is a top story in Business Line. And that is, with that is back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate developmental projects worth over 13,000 crore rupees in Telangana today. Prime Minister Modi says Swachh Bharat is a collective responsibility of all, asks to dedicate 1 hour of cleanliness at 10 this morning for a bright future for the country. India condemns incident of stopping its diplomat from entering Gurudwara by non-local extremist elements in Scotland's Glasgow. Heavy to very heavy rainfall likely over Konkan and Goa today. In Tamil Nadu, 8 people killed, 42 injured in a bus accident at Kunnoor. And in Hangzhou Asian Games, India to take on China in badminton for gold this afternoon. India clinches 38 medals, including 10 gold, at the end of day 7 to stand at 4th in the tally. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.